Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, October 5th. It's pretty easy to measure the length of a day on Mars or most other solid bodies. Just pick a feature on the surface and see how long it takes to spin back into view. It's not so easy for planets that don't have a solid surface. We can track bands of clouds, but different bands can move at different speeds. That's been an especially tough problem for Saturn, the second largest planet in the solar system. Scientists have been trying to pin down its rotation rate, the length of its day, for centuries. When the twin Voyager spacecraft flew past Saturn in the 1980s, they measured the planet's magnetic field to reveal the rotation rate of its interior. But when the Cassini spacecraft orbited Saturn decades later, its observations showed the day was about 6 minutes longer. At the end of its mission, Cassini flew between Saturn and the inner edge of its rings. Measuring waves in the rings and tiny changes in the planet's gravitational field produced yet another length, 10 hours, 33 minutes, and 38 seconds. That's not necessarily the final answer. Scientists continue to study the giant planet to know how to set their Saturn clocks. And Saturn is in great view tonight. It looks like a bright star quite close to the lower right of the moon at nightfall and below the moon as they set before dawn. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.